Right, we're starting the top of Chaf Beit Amar Aleph, the Tudat. Here we talk about the second half of the Mishnah. Here's the Kelev Shnato Chorav Halach the Gadish. So here the Gemara is going to discuss the Mazik of Eish, right? The famous machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Isho Mishum Chita, right? That the Eish, the obligation, what makes you culpable by Eish, it's because Eish is the equivalent of shooting an arrow. A person shooting an arrow, it's his koach that has been projected out. Reish Lakish Amar Isho Mishum Mimono. That your Eish is the equivalent of your shore going out and doing damage. I mean, it's that some object, an object of yours, it's going out and doing damage, but you're responsible for that object. We're going to see as Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos how to explain Isho Mishum Mimono. Rashi over here says that the difference between Isho Mishum Mimono and Isho Mishum Chitav is whether you have to own the fire. That's what Rashi says. Kasaka Dachko, the Igemenayu, that's the difference between Isho Mishum Chitav and Isho Mishum Mimono. It's going to heat leak with achalat, gachela chain of shalom. What happens if you light a fire with a coal or a flame that's not yours? So according to Rashi at least, right, isho mishum chitav means irrespective of whether you own the fire or not, if you shoot an arrow, right, that's your koach that's being projected outward, and you'll be responsible for it. On the other hand, if you say isho mishum mimono, you're not chayav for your friend's shore that does damage, you're not chayav for your friend's boar, right, you're only chayav for your own money, for your possessions, to do it. So if it's not your possession, then you would not be chayav. Although, of course, that is right, difficult, because that means that anybody could take their friend's fire, is what Tosfos says. Right, then, if there's not, nobody would ever be chayav in a fire. Because as soon as they saw that there was a gacheles or something going to spread, they'd just be mafkir. They'll disown the fire. I mean that if ownership is the determining factor for chiyuv, then you'd never have eish be chayav in a sense, because everybody would disown it. So Tosfos explains that that what is isho mishum mimono means komar chiyuv mimono yeshbo. That means there's a monetary obligation to the eish. What does that mean? Lo she'a eish shelo. Doesn't mean that it has to be his physically. That filu yidlik be eish shel acher chayav. That even if you light with someone else's fire, right, you're still obligated in these that you're still obligated in these matters. So it says it's not the equivalent of chitav. He doesn't give a clear definition of what it is. Right? It's not your arrow, but it's also not your mamono in the traditional sense that it has to be yours and owned by yours, but rather it's the obligation. You have a monetary obligation once you cause a fire to spread. Right? So now the
seems a little bit like begging the question, why do you have
Right. It's not, as from Tosfos, right, from Rashi, it's clear that because you own it, that's your problem. Right, to Tosfos, it seems that you have a responsibility of, it sounds like shmirat, that you have to guard or you have to ensure that a fire doesn't spread. And the fact that you didn't do this, right, means, sounds like that you are now responsible because you didn't properly watch or didn't properly guide the fire. So now, Reish Lakish, my time alone, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Reish Lakish hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Armalo chitzav mikokoka azle. How does an arrow go? It goes with your force, your power. You shoot the arrow. That's your koach that's causing the arrow to move. Hai lo mikokoka azle. Eish does not work that way. Eish is, by definition, koach acher mu'rabbo. There's a, right, an exogenous force or power that is moving the fire. Right, it's the wind that moves the fire. There's something else that's causing the fire to spread, not your koach that's causing the fire to spread. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Mark Reish Lakish. And why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Reish Lakish? Right, so even though we have later on, we're going to see that there are psukim that support Rabbi Yochanan's position. Nevertheless, the svara, mitzvara, Ratosa says, the logic really dictates like Reish Lakish. So why don't we hold like Reish Lakish? Memona it be memasha. Say that your money, or when you're talking about monetary obligations, it's usually talking about something that has some right substance to it. It's your shore, right? It's an object of yours that's going out and doing damage. Right? This is, the fire has no substance. Right? It's almost an intangible item. A flame has no substance. And therefore, how can you be chayav mishum, right? Mimono. So how could that be? Akelev shnatal chora, sorry, Mishnah. Right, bishlam aleman damar isho mishum chitzav the kelev who. Then it becomes the koach of the kelev. Right, the kelev brings over the coal, ignites the gadish. Then he is what? He is koach of the kelev. Koach of the kelev is the equivalent of what we call sroros. Right? Throes is a koach of an animal being projected. So el lamanda marisha mishum memono hayesh lava mono de balakelavu. Now, when one thing is, we know for sure, is that you're responsible for your items, like a shore that goes down and does damage. But if your shore digs a bore, you're not responsible for that bore, because we said, right, that it's you, a balabite, is ki yichre bore, when you dig a bore, but lo shoro boro, but not his shore that digs a bore. So it's over here, you can't be responsible, you can't be responsible for your dog's, right, monetary obligations. Your dog does something, you can't be responsible for what the dog does. But you can't be responsible on a derivative basis for, right, something that comes out of the dog, not because of Coco, because he doesn't think it's Isha Mishum Chitab. He thinks Isha is Mishum Mamono. So that means that the dog's ownership, or somehow the dog's money, right, is doing damage. That you can't. That's a derivative, money derivative. And we know, again, Tosfos says, it's an interesting line here, Tosfos says, he says, we have a limud by bor, which says, Tiichre Ishbor, Velo Shor Bor. So if you dig a bore, then you're chayav, but if your shore digs a bore, you're not responsible for that. And Tosfos says, well, we have to say the same thing over here by Eish. Listen to this line in Tosfos. Mikom akom, poshalei the Gemara, mishum ezid rasha. Because there's some drasha, which Tosfos doesn't mention or doesn't identify, the pater al Eish behem tov. That you're pater from the Eish of your behema. I mean, that somehow the same limud that you have by Eish bor, and not your bor, he thinks you have by Eish, which is that only when a person ignites the ish, when it's your mamon, then you can be responsible. But you can't have mamon of a mamon to become responsible over here.
According to
Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, there's no problem. I'm going to call Reish Lakish. What's the Gemara says? Right. So Tosfos says, you have to have, he says there is some drasha that we don't know about. Same thing over here. It's very funny. Tosfos mentions that. He says, oh, you know, by we need a limud to tell us that. It wouldn't have been obvious. So how come it's so obvious to the Gemara over here that Eshov would not be the derivative of your Kelvin, you would be chayav? Where's the pasuk to exclude it? So Tosfos says there must be some drasha that makes you patur. It's very interesting, Tosfos. So I'm going to call it Koresh Rafish. How come I skinyan? The Adjuye, he threw the coal. So now, the Al-Kharara Mishalim Nezek Shalem. For the loaf, for the bread that he ate, that is Chayav Nezek Shalem, is that shame. Where the kachelet lands, he pays chatinezik. Why that? Tsrorus. Because he threw the coal. The coal is his koach. Where that coal lands, that is chatinezik. Velagadish kulav patur. On the rest of the pile, the rest of the arimah there, then he's patur. Why? Because that's all. Right? Isho mishum mimono. And that he won't be chayav for the rest of the gadish. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan, the ankanuche al karra. Right now, that he placed down, I'm sorry, Anuche, he placed down the coal. A Chorara, Be'amakom, Gechele, Mishalem, Nezek Shalem. On the Chorara, on the loaf of bread, he pays Nezek Shalem. On the place where he places the coal down, he also pays Nezek Shalem. Why? Because that is, that's literally his koach, it's his action, right? His goof, that's doing. Gal Gadish, Mishalem, Chazi Nezek. And the Gadisha pays that Tinezek because Isho is Mishum Chitzav, which means it's the koach of the animal, or it's Roros. So as of the animal, you pay Chati Nezek. So that's it. Rabbi Yochanan to explain our Mishnah, that the two parts of our Mishnah are on Nezek Shalem, you pay on the Chorar and the loaf of bread, and the place where you place down the Gachelet. The Chati Nezek you pay on the Gadish, the whole Gadish, because that's Kocho. Isho Mishum Chitzav, that would be Tzoros, you pay Chati Nezek. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that the animal tossed the coal. When he tossed the coal, that is Kocho. That, right? So the chorora that he ate, he pays nezek shalem. Where the coal lands, that's roros. So where it lands, exactly where it lands, he'll pay chati nezek. The rest of the gadish, that's isho mishum mimono, that he won't be responsible for because that is derivative, mamon, derivative of mamon. Your kelev is the mamon, and then your derivative ish of your kelev, that you're not going to be responsible for. Now the Gemara is going to go through a series of questions for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's a very, very important, famous...
What are you going to say in the case, if the case like Reish Lakish? That's not the case for the Mishnah Sanhedrin. What would your reference to be if the Kelet through the Gechelet?
Through the Gechelet, then it would be Kocho would be the Gechelet, and then be Koach Kocho, and that would be the Makos we had before, where the Koach Kocho is like Kocho.
Right?
Yeah, but then he threw it once. It's his first koach. And when they Eish spread, it's the second koach. Right, my focus is whether koach koko is like koko or not. By Sumchus and by others, the Gemara left it. The Gemara didn't have an answer, but Rav Ashi asked that. That would be the case here. Alright, now, the Nemuke Yosef, it's in the Dape Rias, Daf Yudam and Aleph. The first wide line of the Nemuke Yosef has a very, very famous question. He says, Eish Kashalakha, Imkain, Hecha sharina ni meshecha la liket an erot. How can we light candles on Erev Shabbos as Shabbos is coming in? Right? The process when you light the candle, it continues to burn, excuse me, through Shabbos. You also light the fire in the, you know, in the oven, right? And also it continues to burn on Shabbos. And what do we have here? Now we have Isho Mishum Chita. If Isho Mishum Chita, that means that your koach is still generating fire on Shabbos. It's not like you lit the fire and it's done. Isho Mishum Chita says that what? The process continues even after I've lit the flame, that I'm still involved in the process even after the flame is lit. As if he's burning stuff on Shabbos. He's doing beir on Shabbos. Here he didn't even intend to burn it down. He's responsible for it. Here, he intends for it to burn on Shabbos. He wants it to burn on Shabbos. So if you say, it's as if he's lighting fire, he's continuing to light the fire on Shabbos himself. So what do you do this? So he says, lo kashalon. He says, truthfully, if you look into this more carefully, it's not as big a question. Mishum chitav, when we say chitav, it's exactly like shooting an arrow. When you shoot an arrow, mitachat yado, when the chet is released from your hand, right? But everything's over. All the damage that the chet can do, all the power in the chet is done from the moment that you release the arrow. I mean that it can cause damage in the future or down the road, but the power embedded in the chet to do the damage is already placed in it at the moment that you release the chet. Says lo chashinu le'maseh mikan al haba. We don't assume that what? That from now on, that any damage caused is what caused it. It's actually mi'ikara. Right? Because why? Because v'inu le'avalan, the mystery, the onus who? Shein be'edol achzira. He's an onus at this point. He really wants to stop the chet, but he can't do it because he's an onus. Or even more so, v'achanami, he will make. What happens if he shoots an arrow and then dies? Right? If he dies and then it kills someone afterwards or it damages after it left his hand. If you say that it's only responsible for it when it hits the individual, then he's dead already and he's not going to be responsible. On the other hand, if you say that it's the power is embedded in it in the moment that he releases the arrow, then even if he dies afterwards, it doesn't matter because he caused the damage from the moment that he released the arrow. Right? And because even if he dies, our kari kan he takes the ash shalem shalem v'amai chayav harei meit. Also over here, if he dies after he lit the fire, he's not going to be responsible for everything that happened with the fire. Doesn't make any sense. Meit lav yichuve lav shma mina the lav command the adlik hashta biyadai mechashvin and late. It's not as if he's lighting every moment with his hands. That's not what it means. Yishuv shib kitzav ella command the adlik miikara mishat shiach chashvin and late. From the moment that he did something wrong with the flame, he now empowered or gave in that flame all the ability to do the hezek it's going to do. Whatever hezek is a derivative of that flame that he lit at this moment, that all happened at this moment. The moment he was posheya, the moment that he allowed the flame to spread, that is the problem. Same thing by Shabbos. Once he lit the flame on Erev Shabbos, that's it, it's gone. As if he completed all that the fire can do at that moment. Rahul is not delayed by Easter questions, and therefore there's no more Easter. I mean that even though Isho is Mishum Chitav, that everything this fire does from now on is attributed to you, but that attribution has to do with the moment that you lit it. At the moment that you lit it, you empowered it, or you gave the Koach into this flame, and because of that, right, that from this point forward, right, everything that happens in the flame is your responsibility, but not your ma'aseh anymore, not ma'aseh yadai. Here, possibly, but ma'azik, like Shaul is suggesting, there is a chakira in bor. Chakira in bor is why you're responsible for bor. Are you responsible before? Because when somebody gets damaged and they fall into the bor, they're damaged, and now you're chayiv, you're responsible to take care of the nezik that the bor created. Or, is it from the moment you dug the bor, you are chayav? You're ready, chayav. We just don't have anybody to come make a claim against you. From the moment you dug the bor, you created a mazik. You created, that's what the Gemara says, that's kliyoso lezik, right? That from the moment you dug the bor, there's already a mazik there and you're chayav already. Oh, but there's nobody to pay. That we just need to find who to assign the payment to. Who to assign the payment is whoever gets damaged in the bor. But from the moment you dug the bor, already there's damage in place. It's a similar type of thing, and that's what the Mufiyos seems to say by fire. By fire, we don't say that it's what? That you go out, we look at what you damaged along the way. No. From the moment you lit the fire, that's a damage. That's a mazik already. Now you're chayav. Now we just gotta find out what's included in this mazik that you created at this point in time. That's number two. What I'm saying is it didn't nezek. This concept of nezek, that if you create a mazik, you're responsible for it, and all we need to know now is what you're responsible for, or who you have to pay. But the mazik is already done. Right? The Mugei Yosef extends this even into Shabbos. Right? And says that by Shabbos, right, that same idea, that even though your pula continues into Shabbos, nevertheless, it's not called the Maitzi Yadayim. The Maitzi Yadayim is done before Shabbos. You could, another reason suggested, like David asked, differentiate between Zikin and, right, and Shabbos in other areas. By the Zikin, as Shaul pointed out, it's the Ishmirah, the lack of Shmirah, or you're responsible for things that you were not Shomer, things that you did not guide, and therefore it's assigned to you. As opposed to Shabbos, you're a lack of Shmirah by the Ish, or you're lying the Ish. There's no reason to assign the age to you. This might be unique to Nizakin and not applicable to other places. But you don't see that. The Mugei Yosef is willing to apply it to other places. And he just says that there's a difference when he talks about the embodiment of Mazik. Alright, by Mazik, it's relevant that you are responsible all the way through. By Shabbos, that's not relevant, because the only Isra on Shabbos is Maisei Yadayim, not whether you're responsible for this fire or not. Anyway, it's very, very important to Mugei Yosef, because he asked the question, very famous on Mugei Yosef for you. Alright. Okay. Alright, Tashma. So Gemara now has another, tries to bring another place. Gomal to Un Pishtan. Famous story by Eneros Kanako, where they show up in the Gemara. Gomal to Un Pishtan, Bavar Bishuter Abim, and he's walking, he's carrying a big bundle of straw on his back, he's walking through the Shuter Abim. Nitzasa Pishtan Alato Chanut. If the Pishtan enters into the storefront, Vizal Kobin Eiro, and then the fire catches onto the back, Shochamani, Vidlikat Abira, and then he lights the whole place on fire. Not only is it a Pishtan catch, right, he lights the whole house or the whole place on fire. Bala Gamal Chayab. Then the Bala Gamal is Chayab. On the other hand, if he leaves his candle outside, Chenvani Chayab. Then the Chenvani is Chayab. So Rabbi Yehuda Meher, B'ner Chanukah Patur. When it's B'ner Chanukah outside, he's Patur. Why? Because he has permission to place the B'ner Chanukah on the outside. Now, Gemara says, Bishlam Olaman Damar Isho Mishum Chitzab. The one who holds that Ish is a derivative, it's like firing an arrow. Chitzab the Gamalu. Over here, we're talking about the Chitzab of the Gamal. So if the chitzav of the gamal, then we can say that the owner is responsible. The fire caught onto the back of the bishtan of the gamal. Then when the gamal spreads the fire all over the birah, it lights the whole thing on fire, right, then it was the koach of the gamal that did this. If that's the case, the owner is responsible for the chitzav of the gamal. El, the mandar mishum mamono, hayesh, lav mamono tebala gamalu. This is Rashi Shitato. This fire is not the fire, it's not owned by the bala gamal. The gamala gamal owns the bishtan. The other guy inside owns the fire, right? And according to Rashi, this literally means that since he does not own the fire, he's not responsible for it. Who's responsible? The Chenvani. The Chenvani owns the fire. He's the one responsible. The Baal Gamal doesn't own the fire. Even though his animal caused the spreading of the fire, that's Mamono doing derivative Mamon. That you can't be responsible for. Right. The Tosus explains to Gemara, very good. Tosus explains to Gemara that it's not. Alright, I'll explain in a minute how he explains the Gemara, right? Now, Amar Kavish Lakish, Hach Mai Sinan, Bim Misach Zeket Kol Abira Kula. Now, it's a case where the animal walked around, basically the fire caught onto the flame, and not that the flame then sped among the whole thing, but the animal actually walked around and moved the flame in every place. So the equivalent of Kavish Lakish, God bless you, of placing the Gachelet down on the location. Remember before, Rehz Epis, when you place the Gachelet down, it's higher for that place. Same thing here, it's as if you place the Gachelet all over the house. Right, so, well, that, why do you explain the second half of the Mishnah? Right? That the Chenvani puts it outside, then the Chenvani is responsible. If he's Mitzatzechet, then if the animal is going to carry the fire all over the place, why is the Chenvani Chayav over here? So Gemara says, Bishamda. No, that's a case where it, right, stood still. That the, he says, Amda v'sichcha. Meaning that it was a stood still and it caused the fire to spread. It says, Koshkin the Chenvani Pator. Then it's certainly a problem with Chenvani, because what's this guy letting his animal stand here with the fire to light the whole thing on fire here? It doesn't make any sense. So there's a Bala Gamal, Chayat, and the Gamal should be responsible. His Gamal caused the problem over here. So it says, Aramunu bar Menoch, Meshmet of Ika, Achumai Skinan, Kishom, the Amdal Hatil Memeha. Now that the Gamal stopped to urinate. That, from the side of the Bala Gamal, he's an onus, because his gamal stopped to urinate. He can't move him anymore. The animal wants to go to the bathroom. That's his prerogative in a sense, but he won't, you can't move him once he does that. Reisha Bala Gamal Chayav. Right? In the beginning part, the Reisha is then the Bala Gamal Chayav. Why? Delo Ibaye Leila Fushe Bitina. It's his problem that he put such a wide load on the gamal. He should have considered the fact that his gamal is going to stop along the way. If he puts on such a wide load, it's going to end up inside of the storefront. That's his responsibility. In the second case, you can't blame the Baal Gamal. The flame is on the outside. He doesn't have to consider people putting flames out of the Rishut HaRabim. He just has to consider the wide load. Out of the Rishut HaRabim, it wasn't his wide load that caused the problem. It was the fact that there was a flame out there. Flame out there, that becomes a problem for the Chenpani and not for the Baal Gamal. Now, we asked before, what is Tosfos do over here? Tosfos, right, Rashi says clearly that the Gemara is talking about Mamono. Who does the fire belong to? When the fire belongs to you, you're responsible. When it doesn't belong to you, you're not responsible. So the Gemara says, Baal Gamal should not be chayv here. My answer is Sikhsakha. It's equivalent to the case of Chara. You place it down. You literally place the coal down. In those locations where you place it down, you're chayav. Because that is, right, that's gufo. That's as if you did it yourself, and therefore he's going to be responsible. So Tosfos says, if you look in the Gemara, in Tosfos, last Tosfos on the Yomud here, he says, even Sakhsechet, amai chayav. Why is he chayav? Tosfos says, Chenvani hakol. Why should the Chenvani be responsible for everything? Gam how Gabala Gamal is chayev imo. The Gabala Gamal should be chayev along with him. Meaning that the way Rashi reads it, Ibisach Sechet, when the Gamal spreads it around, right, then he thinks that Chenvani is totally patur, and the Baal Gamal is totally responsible. So Tosfos says, no, that doesn't make sense, right? Because if it's Kula Makom, he says Chenvani, why should the Chenvani be, when we say that, my chayav, why is he chayav over here? It's a second. In the second case, right? Chenvani, akol, gam bala gamal yichayev imo. The bala gamal should be responsible along with him. Why? Because he's a poshea by the sikhsuch. Right? But, if it was out, and then Gemara says, in the parashah, my chayav chenvani, bala gamal yichayev akol. That's to explain the Gemara there, what? The chenvani is totally patur. And the bala gamal is chayav on everything. He says, you can't say that. So the Gemara says, "Uparich." The Gemara asks, "Kosher came chenvani patur, lav patur the gamay." Again, when the Gemara says that patur doesn't mean totally patur, it means el komer patur michel kosher balagamal. He should be not responsible for whatever the balagamal does. The yoter mitzasechet b'amida. Should I tell lech of America liyikuv? Right. Then when standing still causes it to spread more, the fire causes it to light in more places. They're very more responsible. So the way Rashi learns it, the Gemara is black and white. It's either the balagamal is shaya, right, or it's the chenvani that is patur. Going to Tosfos, we can't say that. Tosfos has nothing to do with ownership over here. Ownership is not the determinant of who's chayav over here. What we're trying to determine is who's more responsible for the fire spreading. So Tosfos is always looking for what? The joint culpability over here. So the Gemara says, "Amai patur, amai chayav." It doesn't mean why is he totally chayav, but why is he totally patur? It means why is he chayav? The other party should also be responsible. Or why is he patur? It means why should he patur the gamrei, or why should he patur from the tzad, the other side? Maybe he has some culpability over here. So the way Tosfos learns is not an ownership issue, so therefore he can't divide, he can't make a clean black and white line dividing between them. Tosfos has to look at what's responsibility for Aish. Responsibility for Aish has to do with who is more poshea here. So we're looking at, that's what we're looking at here, who's the poshea? Is it the Baal Gamal or is it the Baal Chenvani? And their culpability was due to how much they caused the problem over here. So you can't say the Chenvani or the Baal Gamal should be totally patur if he's the Sakhsechet. He's the one causing the fire to move around. Then he should also be chayav, along with the chenvani, Baal chenvani, whose fire it is there. On the other hand, if he's not mitzvah sechet, why should the Baal Gamal be patur again? Because he stood still. If the chenvani put the fire outside, and then the Gamal stood still and made it light inside, his loss should be the problem of the Baal Gamal as well, because he was poshea also, letting his animal stand still. So Gemara, the answer point to Tosfos is that he didn't let his animal start thin. His animal standing still was an ones. Why is he an ones? Because he was urinating. His standing still was not the reason why it spread. He couldn't move his animal. Then the chenvani becomes the sole person culpable because he's the only one who's poshea here by leaving his candle outside. But when his candle's inside, then the Baal chenvani is not poshea. So when the gamal pishtan goes inside, even though it's an ones, in a sense that what he was urinating, nevertheless, you should have thought, my animal has to stop at certain times. If the load is too wide, it's going to end up in the store. If that's the case, then it's what? It should have thought about such a case, and therefore the Baal Gamal becomes the poshea. And when he's the poshea, he's going to be responsible, right, for the payment over here. Right, so now, Gemara says, Tashma, Hamadlik et gadish, Beya gadi di kaputo. He lights a gadish, he lights a big pile made of whatever it is on fire, some grain, Beya gadi kaputlo. And there was a goat that was tied to the pile. The Evet Samuchlo, and an Evet that was nearby, the Nitzrafimo, and everything burnt together. Chayav, he is Chayav. He's Chayav on the Gadish, and he's Chayav on the Gdi, on the Evet he's Patur. Why is he Patur on the Evet? Because He should have run away. And evidence apart that, he's able to run away. In fact, he didn't run away, it's his problem. So he's chayav on the gadish, he's chayav on the gadi, because those are mamon, and he burnt the mamon, so he's responsible for those two things. Eved kavulo, if there was an eved tied to the gadish, the eved could not run away because he was tied down. Gadish samuchlo, and this is a machlok here in Rishonim, whether it should be this. Gadish samuchlo is a gadi that is close by to it. Medisra kimo, and burnt with it, patur. There he is, patur. Why is he patur? It's a fish. Patur. If you say Yishom Yishom Chitzav, that's why he's patur over here. Why? Because we have a right. Kimlei Midrabu Minei. Here your Ish killed the Eved. You lit a fire. The fire eventually burnt the Eved. You killed an Eved. When you killed an Eved, you're Chayav, right, for killing the Eved. You're Chayav Misa for killing an Eved. If you're Chayav Misa, then we say a principle of Kimlei Midrabu Minei. When you have Misa, you don't pay for Mamon. So it's because of that, you are not responsible for the Gadish. And according to Rashi, you're not responsible for the Gadi over here. Because even though the Gadi was not tied to the Gadish, you're Chayav because the Gadi does not have Bardas. The Gadi does not have ability to think, and therefore we don't say Hayalo Mibrach. You should have run away. Even though it's instinctive for a Gadi to run away when there's fire, but the fact that it didn't run away is because of the lack of Bardas, and you wouldn't be Chayav. Had you not killed the Eved, you would be Chayav to the Gadi, even though it wasn't tied to the Gadish, according to Rashi. Any Eved. You killed an Eved. You're responsible. An Eved Ivri for sure, because he's a Jew, but even an Eved Kanani, you're Chayav for it. Ella, the Mandamar, Isho Mishum Mimono. Right, but if you say Isho Mishum Mimono, you know what the din is. What's the din when your mamon kills something, you don't get killed for it? Am I Patur? Right? Why are you Patur over here? Why are you Patur? When your mamon does kill something, great, since you're sure, goes out and kills an Eved Kanani, you're Chayav 30 Shekel Knas. But that doesn't pass you for anything else. Ikaz el Turei, Abdo, right? If your shore goes down and kills an Eved, Hachinami do Hama Chayiv? What are you going to suggest? That he's not Chayiv to Mamo and any other money, any other monetary damage that the shore did, you're not going to be responsible for because your shore killed? So it can't be. That doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos Rashi says the proof is that when your shore kills an Eved, you have to pay the 30 shekel of Kanas. So see, you pay even though it killed. I think that's a difficult explanation because that is the punishment for killing. If that's the punishment for killing, you can't call that the mamon. Tosfos also agrees, but it says, no, it has to be other mamon that the Ashur did. Any mamon or other mamon damage that the Ashur did, we never see that. You're putter. Even when he kills an Eved, you're sure. You're not putter for the other monetary damages that the Ashur did. There's no concept of kibbutz d'rabbi made with your mamon. But it says, no. He lit the fire on the body of the Eved itself. When he was tied down, he lit him on fire. So Gemara says, of course, that's Kimlei Rami. When you light the fire on him, by placing the kachelet on him, that's your gufo. You're doing damage by yourself to him. So Yachi Mai Memra. What's the question here? If you light an Eved on fire, of course you're a Chayiv Misa, and you're going to be on the Mamon. What's the chiddush here? Lo Tricha B'Gdi Dechad, the Eved Dechad. The case where the Mamon that was belonged to a different person. Do we say Kimlei to Rabbi Mei only when the same person that's killed, or the same item or ownership is joint between the person killed and the person that is the money, the monetary obligation? Or could it be when there's different ownership, meaning that the Eved is owned by one person and the Gadi is owned by another person? Do we still say Kimlei Rabbi Mei to pater you from that monetary relation? And that's the real Shlomo says the Chiddush is here. Even though you don't want, you killed an Eved that belongs to one person, you'll be Pazor for the Gadi that belongs to another individual. Okay, that's going to Rashi. The Rashi says that Gadi here, you're responsible even though it's not tied. Even though it's not tied down, you're not responsible. The Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam believe that the Gadi has to be tied to the Gadish for you to be Chayav. If the Gadi is not tied to the Gadish, you're not Chayav. It should have only brought. It should have run away. It doesn't run away. They either change the Girsa to read that it's Gadi Kapus over here, or they say that the Chiddush, the Gemara, the Mishnah was doing it in a way that was a Chiddush by the Lashon. The Lashon was just a Lashon of switching. I mean, because in the first case it was Gadi Kapus, they switched to Gadi Lo Kapus in the second case. But not to teach you anything about a Gadi, the Gadi should run away. In that case, when it says here, it should read Lo Tricha B'Gadi Dechad, V'Eved Dechad, like that, like Rashi, it should read Gadish Dechad, V'Eved Dechad. Because you're not responsible for the Gadi in this case. It wasn't tied. Since it wasn't tied down, then you can't be Chayat. So the Reino Tam changes the gear, so they actually read the Gadi Kaput, that it was tied. That's why you can leave it. The Rashbam says, no, it was just a flipping of the Lashon. It should really read Gadish over here and not Gadi. Alright, Tashma. Hashaleach b'ira b'yat cherishot v'katan patur mitine adam b'chay b'dine shemayim. Someone says, the flame along with the cherishot v'katan, you are patur mitine adam. If they say Yishom Chitzah, then it's the Koach of the Cheresh that's doing the damage over here. Well, no, Amar Yishom Mishum Mimono, even Matar Shiro, the Cheresh of the Gata, and Arkanamid Olachayim, when you give your mamo to someone who's irresponsible, that's a lack of Shmirah. A lack of Shmirah you should be culpable for in this case. Right? So how could it be that, if you give your shor over to a Cheresh of the Gata, you're Patur? No, you're Chayav, because you didn't watch it properly. So Aitmar Lo, Amar Yish Lakish, Mishmei Dechitzkiya, Lo Shano, Kishamatzlo, Gachelet, the Liba. When are you Patur? When you handed a coal to the Cheresh and he blew on it. Then the Cheresh really did something. About Masr Lo Shal Heaven. If you give him a flame that's ready to do Chezek Chayav, my time, Bari Chezeka. The Chezek is already extant. It's there. It's like we said before, when you dig a bore, the Mazik already exists. When the Mazik exists already, then you're giving it to Cheresh of the God. It means that you've now put the Mazik in a lack of Shmirah, in a state of lack of Shmirah. That's your Chayav for. If you hand him a Gachelet, the Gachelet is not a Mazik. A chelet needs another action to make it into a mazik. It needs fuel, it needs a blowing on it to create the mazik. So here, when the cheresh blows on it, then already you've entered somebody else into the picture and you're going to be patur. If you open an amara, you shall have it patur. Even if he hands a flame to the cheresh, you are patur. Why? It's the action, it's the, right, the doing of the cheresh that causes the problem over here. And that's koach of the cheresh. You're not responsible for koach of the cheresh. Loma chayim the mazik gives us silta v'sharga. Right, it's only you're only chayav when you hand over to him a flame, the fuel, meaning that you hand him like tinder, and you hand over to him small, small cotton and tinder that will light up, meaning that you basically hand him everything to create the flame right on the spot. Then you're ready. It's bari chazeka. There, you're ready handing him the flame and causing the whole problem. Zamarava kra umasmitza misayler Rabbi Yochanan. We have a pasuk and a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan's position. Kra dikti kitei eish. Sounds like Yitzeh means that it went by itself. Yishalem hamam iret ha-beira. It says the one who spread the fire is responsible. Wait, the Eish went by itself, and yet you're saying hamam ir. Right, the one is, but the one who spread the fire. So what do we see here? It's like Kitzah. Right, the fire went by itself, yet we're calling you the mavir. Right, so that's one. Shmamina, Eishom Yishom Kitzah. That's one. Alright, and then the Matnitza. Right, we have another price that says, the tiny pasuk of Kotu Benizke Memono. The pasuk starts out talking about Nizek of Mamon, which is Kitetze Eish, right? Ooh, Matzakotim, right? Benizke, see him, Benizke Gufo, right? And then it ends up being Nizek of his Guf, meaning what? It says, Mavir et ha Beira, that you yourself was Mavir the Beira. Lamakai, Yisham Yishum Chitav. Again, that your Eish is Yishum Chitav. Again, the concept here, right? It started with Mamon and then became your Guf. That you're a lack of Shmirah and you're Mamon, right? We could say another, but maybe the answer for Eish Lagish, your lack of Shmirah and Mamon, we saw earlier in the Rashi and the Mesesta, right? That makes it like you did the Gufo, you did the Mezek. So that's how Eish Lagish could explain it. But here, the simple explanation is, you're lighting on the fire, even though it's Mamon, no, it's because the Yisho Mishum Chim does, it's as if you Gufo did the fire or lit the fire. Because that, those are both proofs to Rabbi Yochanan's position of Yisho Mishum Chim. Okay, we'll stop over here.